nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and welcome to Nationwide program on Radio Miraya with me, Gabriel Shadar. And this is our discussion hour, and I'm back after quite a long time. And I'm happy to meet the listeners once again. And today I will be speaking to a leader of a newly formed political party in South Sudan. And that is Deng Bol Arai Bol, who was the president of the Red Army Foundation since its inception in 2012. He, however, decided to form a political party of his own and called it the Common People's Alliance. And this was last year. And as a new party, he is not a signatory to the current peace agreement, but he has nevertheless been calling for full implementation of the deal. Let me introduce my guest to the listeners. Deng Bol Arai Bol, welcome to our studios at Radio Miraya.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So, for those who have little knowledge about you, tell us briefly, who is Deng Bol Arai Bol?
Thank you so much. Let me just begin by saying that thank you very much to ANMIS and Radio Miraya for this opportunity and the platform. Thank you very much, my brother, Gabriel Shadar, and to you, the dedicated listeners of Miraya FM or Radio Miraya FM and the general public. My name is Deng Bol Arai Bol. I am currently the chairman of the Common People's Alliance. We call it CPA in short. And as mentioned earlier by my brother, I am the immediate former chairman of the Red Army Foundation, a position that I held for 10 years since 2012. And as part of my introduction, I want to also say thank you very much to all the Red Army, all the people from the liberation background, from the SPLM, SPLA, to the current SPLM, to the SPLA, and the people of South Sudan for the solidarity and the support that they rendered during my tenure as chairman of the Red Army Foundation. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. By your background, you are almost an insider in both the party and also in the politics of South Sudan. You have been there. You are almost a veteran, although you are on a wheelchair, but you have been there. Many people know you as a very vocal person. And of course, very courageous sometimes in your statements. But tell us, why have you decided to form a political party while we already have enough of them in the country, more than 60 or 70 now?
Yes, yes. Definitely, yes. Thank you. Well, you're right. I know so much about this country and the history of our nation. And I remember one day meeting a journalist and we were talking about the history of the Red Army. And I particularly told this student who was actually, researching on something, which she published later. And I said, we are the history of South Sudan. We, the young people, we, the liberation generation, because we are the ones who saw the war began and saw the war ended. On the 16th of May, 1983, I was in Bor at the age of 6. And my first experience with war was when we went and spent about 19 days in Anyidi, only to come back to Bor later on in June, and then on to the village, and then to Ethiopia. The first time I joined the Red Army a few years later, after the 16th of May of 1983. And since that time, the SPLM, SPLA has been part of our lives, and we have been part of the SPLM, SPLA. Having come back to South Sudan in 2007, got involved so much with the government, though I wasn't a constitutional post holder, I volunteered my time and my expertise, and I was exposed to, from the president to all the vice presidents to the secretary generals of the SPLM to the speakers to all the chief of staff or now the CDFs and pretty much the powerful people in this nation. And what I have been and I'm happy you mentioned that I am a vocal person. Some people think that now that I complain or talk about the plight of the people of South Sudan now because I am not either associated with the leadership or anything like that. But I tell these people that you are wrong. If you think that I don't complain, ask President Kiir, ask Dr. Riek Machar, ask General Awed Akut, ask General Kwalme Nyang, and all the other and governors and speakers and pretty much everybody else who has served in the government of South Sudan. I have gone to them on and also IGPs. I have gone to them on numerous occasions and discussed with them in details what is wrong and what can be done. So I have always been there, and you're right. I know, I mean, people know that I know a lot about what was happening in the SPLM and also in the government. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about, because you seem to be speaking very good English.
Yes.
What about your academic journey?
Well, it's been very rough, and I can say that I am pretty much self-taught. I went to school very late, just like a majority of the Red Army, first in Ethiopia. That's when I went, I think I was about 10 or 11 years old. That's when I began my primary school. And when I finished, I was promoted to class 2. Some of my teachers are still here. General Deng Akol is here. He was my English teacher in Penyendo, Group 8. And when I was promoted to class 2, that's when actually we left Ethiopia. After finishing class 2, I was supposed to go to class 3. Upon reaching Kakuma, after having missed the whole year between 1991 to 1992, I skipped class 3, then went to 4. When I finished 4 and I was about to go to class 5, one day I ended up at the coordination office, the education coordination office, and I found people, being given a test in order for them to go to class 6. I just happened to enter. I did not know what they were doing. I found a paper on the table, and I took that exam. I won. I mean, I was one of the people that...
You jumped again.
Yes, I was one of the people who was promoted to class... from class 4 to class 6. I finished class 6, and then I skipped 7. I went to 8. From 8, I went to college. From college, I did 1 year and then went to the United States. I sat for an aptitude test, and I scored 88 points. So I was taken to second semester of college. I finished my first degree in 3 years. Then recently, while I was in Thailand, I did my master's degree, and I'm now remaining with a few months to get my DBA, doctorate of business administration.
So you have been doing all business administration and management?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good to know. Thanks for that interesting introduction. And you must have been very brilliant. Otherwise, you couldn't have skipped all those classes.
Thank you.
Years without college. Now, why you decided to have a political party?
I don't think I had ever envisioned myself leaving the SPLM. And I have never seen myself leading a political party or speaking outside of the SPLM. When I became the chairman of the Red Army Foundation in 2012, I wanted to play a role with my fellow Red Army in supporting the SPLM achieve the vision. I believed that President Kiir and everybody that he has assembled to work with him were capable of achieving the vision. And I did everything within my power. I gave up my whole life and dedicated 10 years trying my best in order to achieve this vision together with Comrade Salva Kiir Mayardit. And he knows, he's a witness that I've done everything within my power. I've sacrificed my health, I've sacrificed my own finances, my time, everything I know. I put myself, I push myself to the limit in order to support him, achieve the vision in the SPLM as well as in South Sudan. Unfortunately, it has not been that easy because in the SPLM, if you try to do too much and try to push for reforms, you are the one that is branded an enemy. You are the nyagat, you are the rebel, you are the person who is agitating, and you're the one who is usually isolated. So basically, these are things that I have tried. In short, I'm just trying to summarize. These are all the things I've tried to advocate for reforms within the SPLM. And I'm not the only person. Everybody is complaining, including President Kiir himself, is frustrated because things are not going well in the country. So we tried to do this reforms within the SPLM so that no one has to leave the SPLM, so that all the voices are heard within the SPLM. Because SPLM, even before we go to the national parliament, is our parliament as members of the party. Unfortunately, it is not acting as a parliament. My troubles began in 2018 when I attended the Lobonok leadership retreat. That is when we were very vocal as the Red Army. Because we, as Red Army, we asked that, why did we go to the bush? Why did we fight? Who fought the war? And to whom did we fight the war for? These questions were not answered there. The Red Army was isolated. We fought back. And that is when I came back, people were sponsored and organized against me and all this. For 4 years, I fought very hard to stay afloat. And I eventually decided that it was not worth it to continue to hold on to something that is more like a dead horse. And just to end this portion, let me just say that I tried with everything, and including when I had sent a letter to the SPLM and saying that there need to be a dialogue between the Red Army and the SPLM, because we, the Red Army, are the only people who can hold these people accountable.
Yeah, of course, because we
know each other. We helped them fought the war. They were the leaders. We were the foot soldiers and all that. And now, here, when all this was not possible, I just say that it's not good enough. So I wrote to His Excellency the President, and I wrote him two letters. One, I told him that I was going to resign from the chairmanship of the Red Army Foundation, and particularly I told him, Mr. President, the only way I can sleep soundly in this nation is to link myself what I think is the problem, and the problem is the SPLM. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me say that you left, but you left in peace. You didn't cause a commotion. You didn't cause a conflict. You didn't cause the deaths of people. And that is normal. Differences are normal in politics. You go and play outside of the circle, and then you appeal to the people. Now, what are you trying to achieve with the party that you are calling Common People's Alliance?
Thank you very much. And that's a very good point. Our people turn to not know the difference between a rebellion and having a political opinion, or either joining a different political party or forming a different political party. Parties are normal things, and there's absolutely no problem. Parties are alternatives. Parties are partners in shaping the future of the country. Other parties can be of great help to the SPLM. They can help the SPLM as a ruling party now build a successful democratic nation. And that is the meaning of democracy. So when we decided, after all this frustration, and I'm not the only person who is frustrated, the Red Army are frustrated, the orphans of the SPLM-SPLA war are frustrated, war wounded are frustrated, the veterans are frustrated, Katiba Banat are frustrated, Katiba Sheta are frustrated. Let me just say all the veterans and majority of the people of South Sudan are frustrated. So we, as people who are common, we have become now the marginalized. although we are the majority, we are the marginalized majority of the people of South Sudan. So we decided to form this political party that we first named as National Democratic Alliance. And we later on found out that an NDA, or National Democratic Alliance, name was already reserved by somebody else. So we switched to Common People's Alliance, a name that we think reflects to, you know, what we want to do and who we are as a people of South Sudan at this particular time. We call it the CPA, and we hold reference to the CPA as a name.
Yeah.
It reminds us of something very important in the life of our nation our lives.
Of course.
So basically coming to what we think we can do as the CPA is that, number one, is that we want to make sure that there's democracy in this nation. We want to stop this cycle of holding this country hostage by people who want to rule the country using agreements. The people of South Sudan have found themselves now in the same situation that they were in before 1983. And this is the most unfortunate part, because our people think that an oppressor has a color, you know, or whatever. Even your own father or your mother in your own house can be your oppressor. So what we have found ourselves in now is the kind of situation that we spent 21 years fighting. And this is why we ask our people in government, all the parties in government, that do not act like the people that push us away. And this is why now there are voices of secessions of some regions. It is because people are sick and tired of suffering and lack of political space, so that they can say that where is the clean water? Where is the education that we were promised? Where is the security that was promised? Where is the economic stability? Where is a national army? Where is our national identity? Where is the state and nation building? We have a country. We call it a country, but I call it a real state, a piece of real estate. We have fenced it, we liberated it, we have it, but we have not been able to successfully turn it into a state and into a nation that functions like that. Because if it was functioning as a state and as a nation, it would have had democratic institutions that I think you are going to touch later on.
Yeah, and of course, why you are forming a political party is, I mean, to get into power, right?
Because exactly.
All the ideas you are speaking about, you can't make them if you are out of the government.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you want to run for election any time they come.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And if I may add, the first thing that we need to do between now and 2025 is to stabilize the country and provide an environment for democratic transitions.
Yep.
And what we are trying to do now is to work with our partners. I call them our partners because political parties are all partners. And we have one objective here, the people and the nation. Therefore, we want to work hard with the SPLM and other political parties in making sure that there is a proper transition. First, a stabilization of the country, recovery, and then transition. And when we get to power, and this is what we are working towards, we want to participate in these democratic elections. Under these circumstances, the way things are now, we cannot participate in the elections unless we provide an environment that provide us that platform
We will come to that.
Thank
listeners
you.
To Radio Mirai, this is me, Gabriel Shadar, and this is Nationwide Discussion Hour. With me in the studio is the Deng Bol Arwai Bol, the chairman of the Common People's Alliance, a new political party in South Sudan that was formed in 2022. And he's with me here in the studio. We will continue after this short break.
101 FM Radio Miraya, powered by the people, uniting the nation, your preferred station, the voice of peace. Radio Miraya, Radio Miraya.
Nationwide, we bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
And for the listeners who would like to participate in the discussion, the SMS line is 0929686297. The SMS line again. No, that is not the SMS line. That is the MTN number is 0929686297. And the SMS line is 0912177141. The SMS line again is 0912177141. And also you can call me on the other lines that are also known for the listeners, to the listeners for a long time. 0912062950, 0912062079. And I will be picking your calls. And if you have any queries and also comment on what the guest in the studio is saying, also you'll be welcome. Deng Bol Arwai, the roadmap has been made, and we are left with the already 3 months now into the roadmap or something like that. It has been like a huge attempt or serious efforts to keep the peace agreement running, because people reached the end of the road, hit the end of the road, but still many things have not been implemented. So for your party, as you are saying that you want to work with partners, including the SPLM, for transition, what are your major observations about the implementation of the roadmap, and then what do you want to happen from now on? Before I give the lines to the listeners.
Thank you very much. I followed the war from 2013 to all the agreements that have been signed, to the formation of the government twice in 2016 and also recently. Let me just say that this agreement would have been implemented. Many people think that it cannot be implemented, including the SPLM, what they call the SPLM IG. The complaint is usually that it cannot be implemented. They knew that it can be implemented, and that's why they signed it. And I said this before, that if, why sign an agreement that you know you cannot implement? That means you're not only lying to the people of South Sudan, but you also lie to yourself, putting South Sudan in jeopardy. And this is why I've always said that the decisions that are made in the SPLM, if they continue, if the actors within the SPLM or the elements within the SPLM that makes decisions continue to make decisions like this, South Sudan will continue to be at war. Because if decisions were made like this and say, let's just sign it and we'll go and see what happens in Juba, I will not. If I sign an agreement with you and you don't respect it, I'm going to have a problem with you. This is what is happening right now. And then they turn around and continue with blame games, that it is so and so and it's so and so. It is very clear, even the ratio of power sharing, the SPLM has more than 50%. If you ask them now, have you done your 50%? No. I was told that it's like 25%, whatever percentage that has been implemented. Why are we, have we not gone there? To whom more is given, more is expected. Therefore, the SPLM IG, led by Comrade President Salva Kiir Mayardit, should take the first blame for the lack of implementation of this agreement. The rest will come later. Now, as we can see, there's a lot of play here. One, you have people who have gotten into government getting privileges that they couldn't have gotten just because of the agreement. And this is why the CPA and the people of South Sudan are sick and tired of this arrangement, because we cannot continue to be ruled using agreements as a nation. It is completely wrong. What we think should be done is that forget what was done before. When the extension was done through the roadmap, I, at that particular time, who was actually still a member of the SPLM at the time this was done, and I was still chairman of the Red Army Foundation, I totally, 100% objected to this, and some people have read my comments. I said no, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So we are saying, members and the leadership of the Common People's Alliance with the citizens of South Sudan, that disagreement is behind schedule. The roadmap is behind schedule. And we want the leaders who are parties to the agreement to make sure that this is actually implemented in letter and spirit, and also that this is the last extension. That if this is not implemented, that we, the people of South Sudan, including the CPA, will not go past the 25th. The whole agreement itself, the R-axis and the roadmap, will not go beyond 25th of February 2025. And we can promise that.
Deng, you mentioned, Yan, you referred to President Salva Kiir as a major party to blame. But if you listen to him, he has a lot of challenges also. He speaks about lack of money and the economy is deteriorating. It's not even the economy of South Sudan alone. It's the global economy. You have a coronavirus pandemic. You have natural disasters. You have even capacity issues. And you have even disagreement on very small things like what is the top echelon or whatever, and the middle ranks and all this in the organized forces, lack of trust and all these. I think it can't be just all on him.
Yes, I would say maybe 50-60%, according to the ratio of the agreement, belongs to him. I'm not saying it's 100%.
Mm-hmm.
His part. But when you come to the implementation of the agreement now, say, for instance, the reconstitution of the Political Parties Council, I don't know how much money this thing needs. It's a very simple thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for President Kiir to get partners, faithful, strong partners, people who love this nation, like me and the CPA, he needs to reconstitute the Political Parties Council. He can't build this nation on his own. We have seen what he's been doing the last 18 years. At some point now, half of his time, maybe about 10 years now, he's actually stuck. Therefore, it is important to begin there, which I think doesn't require much. I think you're right when it comes to the forces and all this and that. Yes, and if we're talking about giving people food and all this, yes, those are expensive. But the Political Parties Council only requires political will, which is refusing to give to the people of South Sudan. Thank you.
Now, the roadmap, we are back, and I will give you to the listeners soon. If they have some of the questions to you, what else apart from the roadmap? What else do you want to see happening so that we go into what you describe as a democratic transition?
Well, democratic. Everything that this country needs to function as a state and nation that include democracy is enshrined in the R-axis, and then also the roadmap. The SPLM and the parties to the agreement, the roadmap is okay. If the roadmap was actually implemented, it is a roadmap to transitioning the country to democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Unfortunately, if it is not being implemented, then the country is not transitioning. We are stuck again. Number one is that you need for political parties, because political parties are the ones that transform the nation. My arguments now and the arguments of the CPA are the ones that are going to transform this nation. So this is what is called check and balances in politics. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we would like to see the roadmap begins with what we think is basic to take this country forward. There are issues that we know are very difficult to solve, and it's understandable. You know, given the situation we have gotten ourselves into in the first place. But now, in order to put the blames aside and to say, let's move forward, we would like President Kiir and all his partners to consider reconstituting the Political Parties Council, to begin the constitutional making process, and to make sure that the National Elections Commission is reconstituted, and also the election law is also passed. I understand that it's stuck from somewhere to somewhere, as if it has been dropped in the middle of the road. This is not the way our things should be moving at this particular time. And we are only 15 months away. You know, to the rest of the people who have held elections before, it's a big joke to talk about elections in 15 months and all these things have not been done. So you don't probably need everything in order to hold elections. If we put all these blames aside and we say that President Kiir, Dr. Riek Machar and everybody else, this is what you need to do. 1, 2, 3, like the things that we had listed during the UNMISS political parties forum. Very clear. If they do these things this week, we will be on our road to elections without any problem. Thank you.
Now, listeners to Radio Mirai, this is Nationwide Discussion Hour with me, Gabriel Shadar, and with me in the studio is Deng Bol Arai Bol, the chairman of the Common People's Alliance. And now I'll be receiving your calls for the remaining minutes. Hello?
Hello, Gabriel Joseph Shadar.
Yes, welcome. Who is calling?
It's Marco Deng Adel from Hong Kong here.
Marco Deng, welcome.
Yeah. What I want to ask from Honorable Dembola Roy is that he's talking in the negative part of the transitional government of national unity, but we can see there are some positive parts in this agreement done by SPLM. So like we have some roads and we have peace now. There is peace and stability, only that we still have economic crisis, but we can see there is peace. So what I want to see here, if elections can be fudged and people are in peace, there is no problem, so that we can have a good elections that no one will kill one another. Because if we rush now to the elections while we are not prepared, people might die again. So I want him to talk in the first part of this agreement. This is what I want to ask from him.
Thank you. We got your argument there, Marco Deng. Let me also take this one. Hello.
Hello, Marhaba. Gabriel.
Marhaba. Min Mana?
I'm Marhaba. Gabriel. Shadar.
Yenam. Min Mana?
Yen. Piamiton.
Yel. Marhabek.
James. Piamiton. Yeah.
James Mbia. Welcome. Marhabek, James.
Tamam. Best and Bashkor Zulkar Hisidio. وكمان ونسب بتو تمام شديد لكن بس هاي بس هو سلام منه كان مفروض كمان وبونس كمان بعربي لا بد إنجليزي وعربي بناس كتير ما مامي كلا دور الجاي فأنا كامو تنين دايجون سبان ماي عندنا صوت وماي عندنا صوت طبعا عندي فلينا قاس من كتير في مرايا وناس بتاعنا خبار بونس كمان عندي كهرباء 24 هنا وأنا كل جاهزين عشان Alina bogi si indikabat, shanina kulu si fogu. Derin taban indikabat deba, shan jis salam tu bele tanina, shanas bukun siri. Ana maris wal vita ikide, taban indena na hal vita na min shakalab tu alfenu tala tajar, maja, si tajar fi fi na zalal, junde fi yunilis. Asa tiga Uganda, len tiga Juba, tiga Utah, Malakhan, Wain, nazil kulu gajin fi yunilis. Ana maris hal, Afwan di tanah tu ini al seumur bandar jadi indikabat dekir.
Okay, thank you. Soal kita kenal, nak ulah satu tanya hina. Hello. We have lost the caller there. Keep calling. You might get through. Hello.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yeah, he's speaking to Chief Salva Mawir from Mangalam.
Welcome, Salva.
Thank you very much. My question to get, I have three questions here. Every politician in South Sudan, he or she is talking very, very, very good voice and end up later with our action about what he has told to the people. How will the voice of the government studio be a different to the boys of the poor politicians.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Another question.
Mm.
I think the SPL Red Army was being part of the SPLM before, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And now I think that it depends on the SPLM. How long this one will be in? Another one, three. Why not for SPLM party to take reconciliation as important than forming a more party? Because we have many faction of the SPLM and they're going to form another party. Will this one going to give South Sudan exactly? These are my questions.
Thank you, Salva Salva Mawir from Mangala. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Who's calling? Hello. Come again. Hello. Sorry, your line is breaking. Please keep trying. Maybe we have a problem there. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Welcome.
Gabriel, good evening.
Good evening, who's calling?
Yeah, I'm John calling for a smile.
Welcome.
Okay. Actually, by the way, I'm impressed by what Mr. Deng is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we, the citizens of South Sudan, actually, we lose hope in our politicians. And the way how the politicians speak, it is like somebody is trying to call a lady. You give her a nice talk, you talk to her in a nice way so that she can accept you. This is what our politicians are saying. And let's see, I have some few questions here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, he formed his own political party, CPA, as he named it.
Mm.
My question to him is, we are pushing to election, which will be conducted at the end of 2024.
Five.
The question is like this.
Mm.
What if the election is not conducted? Eh?
Mm-hmm.
What should we, the citizens, do?
Mm-hmm.
The roadmap and the election is not conducted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What will happen after that?
Okay.
And my other question to his party.
Mm.
As country, sometimes the freedom of expression is very complicated. You see, sometimes they talk to you. And I remember last week, I think it was on Saturday, he was even interviewed, and they had some misunderstanding in the station and inside the station. This one is now creating a lot of chaos and some phobia to the people. Yeah? And how is his party going to do some campaigns in other states so that he can win an election or one of his members in the political party so that people can get his confidence
Okay.
So that his participation in the upcoming election.
Thank you. Then let me pick the last caller here. Hello.
Yes, Brian.
Yes, welcome.
Good evening, Gabriel.
Good evening.
Hello?
Yes, I'm getting you. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hello? Yes, your voice is breaking. Yes, can you introduce yourself again?
Joseph Abbott.
Yes, Joseph, welcome.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, Joseph, welcome. Joseph, are you getting me? Sorry, Joseph, the line is really very bad there. Hello? Hello? Yes, welcome.
Yes, you are connected with the Yaba Fuga all the way from Yambio.
Welcome, Yaba. Welcome.
Yes, thank you very much. Thanks for the topic. I have some questions here. Yes. There's one thing I would like to know. Since the process of peace, it has been connected, but for a long time now, there's no good leaders that just push. Now, I would like to ask you one question. Is now, last time they came and they talk about peace, that the census is still not there is still not a listed people over South Sudan. Now, when will it begin? The process, is it still, or now it is conducting the census, is what I want to know.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Dengbol, unfortunately, we are left with 5 minutes, and
okay,
you need to pick your questions quickly.
I will actually just summarize or... I'll go quickly.
Yeah.
People of South Sudan and all the callers, listeners, thank you very much for listening, and thank you for the opportunity. To Marco, you talked about positive and negatives, and of course, I did mention some of the things that progress has been made in some point. At some point, but as you see, some people who are following this agreement think that, you know, it's either 25, 30, 35% that has been implemented. And you remember we started this peace agreement since 2015. How many years now? That's a long time. And now you're talking about roads and all this. If we had embarked on nation building and state building seriously since 2005, this country would look like UAE by now. So don't tell me that we cannot talk about what we should have had as a nation. There are a lot of opportunities in this nation, and we believe in the strength of our people. Also, you seem to be awarding one person the position of the president for life, and you said we cannot do anything. This position belongs to the people of South Sudan, and it is up to them to decide it through democratic process, and that is through elections. So elections are a must, and every country has to go through this, unless it's a dictatorship. We believe that South Sudan is a democratic nation, and even President Kiir, if he wants to continue to rule this nation, should go through this exercise. And it is through his performance that the people of South Sudan will give him new mandates. About the elections, elections are required, Comrade James, and we want these things to take place, and the CPA is going to participate in this. We have a lot that we need to do for the people of South Sudan and for this nation, and we can only achieve this through elections so that we can come to power as CPA. As we speak right now, our people need to be returned. We cannot say that everything is flowery in this nation. No. As we speak right now, people are faced with very serious economic crisis. And the reason why elections are always required is so that you bring in new people with new ideas and new vision for the country. And this is why elections are very, very, and now someone talked about economic crisis. The only way we can end this economic crisis is by bringing in new thinking, new ideas, and new people. And this is why the CPA wants to be given a chance in 2025, by December 2025, so that our presidential candidate can be sworn in February of next year to take the country forward. Return and resettlement of our people is yet to be... we have over 4 million people outside this country who are citizens of this nation that the current government care nothing about. Chief Salfa, yes, many people talk without actions, but we, the CPA, are not just talking. The moment we come to power, we will implement. We have a very good manifesto, and if we had time, we would have shared it with you. You also talk about defection from the SPLM and why not reconcile. People in the SPLM do not really want reconciliations. Recently, the Arusha Agreement has been implemented, and you all know that Comrade Dr. Riek Machar, who's a very senior member of the SPLM, and Comrade Pagana Amom, were unanimously kicked out of the party. Without them, actually even resigning. They did not resign. They were kicked out of the of the party. So these are people that that do not want any reconciliation whatsoever. The reason why many people, as at some point, everyone was a member of the SPLM. But at this particular time, with the kind of performance that the SPLM has now, it is very difficult for many people who are sensitive to the things that are happening, just like the way our people are dying on roads, the way the economic crisis is bothering our people, people dying of starvation, sicknesses, and cattle raiding, cattle wrestling, and all this. It's very difficult to belong to a set to such an institution at this particular time.
Minute,
if you are somebody with a conscience. So I am very sorry, but I cannot continue. But this is not my party. CPA or Common People's Alliance is not my party. It is our party, and I would like you, the people of South Sudan, to give it a chance. I'm going to end this with political space that people usually talk about. You, the people of South Sudan, have the freedom to speak. It is your nation. You are actually protected under the Constitution. There's bills of rights, and the only thing that you need to do now is to exercise your democratic rights as a citizen. And speak up, because your life is your life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deng Bol Arwai Bol, for your bold expressions. And we hope we had more time to speak to you, but seeing we'll have more engagements on some of your thoughts. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for
having
me.
For the listeners, apologies because of the shortness of the time, and we have run out of our allocated time on this discussion. It's all from me on Nationwide Discussion on Radio Briar. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya.